Okay, today, as Hashem, we're going to do the Indian of the Psul of Shinui Mara, that we really haven't touched on. And it's interesting because even people who never learn Mikvos, if you learn Makkos, the first perk in Makkos, there's a sugi about Mikvah, and that sugi has to do with Shinui Mara. So Shinui Mara is a famous Psul. And we have to discuss a little bit. So the Mishnah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Gimel says, Yidich bo salei zesim v'salei anovim. In other words, say you took a baskets of that you use for olives or for grapes, and you soaked it in the mikvah, in the water, and now the dirt comes off. Vishinu esmarav. And it's Mishana, the Mara, it's not the regular Mara of water. It's dirty. Kosher. So that's kosher. It's just, you have some of that dirt in the mikveh, so that's not called Shinui Mara. So we have to understand, so what is the Hagdor of Shinui Mara? And then he says, Rabbi Yossi Omer Mei Hatzeva. Say you have water, the colored water, that you put into the mikveh. Poslim Oslo B'Shlosh Alugin. So it's Mayim Shuvim. If it's Mayim Shuvim, Shlosh Alugim, and you put it in before the Mem Sarat, Shlosh Alugim is Pasul. The Einim Poslim also Bishin and Mara. So the Meitzeva is not Poslim Bishin and Mara. So the question is, so what is Poslim Bishin and Mara? If the Hidiechbo Salech is Esim, Salech and Novim is not Poslim. The Meitzeva is not Poslim. So what is it that is posel? So the Ravid,
Mishnah continues.
Yeah. So then it says, "Nofel l'socha yayin, l'mochu v'shinu as mar of posel." Right. So if wine falls in, and that's posel. Okay. That's going to be the Ravid. The Gemara talks about it a little bit in terms of Shuvim, but the Ravid speaks about it on page 14. Let's see. Piska hidiach bo sali zaysim v'anovim eshinu esmar of kosher. Rabbi Yossi Omer meitzeva poslim also b'shlosh alugim and poslim so b'shinu mara. L'manu mikan she'ein shinu mara posel ad she'yis'arev bo guf hamashke v'u mishan es marav. Where it's the guf hamashke, it was if you have wine, red wine, the guf hamashke, and now the mikveh looks reddish. But im sharbo samanim al ochlin, but say you put food or some type of vegetables, you know, solid, Rav Shechto says solids, finishtanu mar of kosher.
Even if the grape
discoloration
is the same.
Even if it's right. Sorry, he diabo salich says the machine in Mara. Where it's the difference when the liquid is there, now the liquid disperses, so that's the guf hadover. But when the guf hadover remains, is there, and it's like the tam shabo. For example, when you're cooking a carrot, right? So you cook a carrot, so then the So the tam of the carrot goes into the pot, say, and maybe has a color that gives it to the pot, but that's not shinoi mara, because the guf hadover is still there, and it's just giving out. Mashen came when the liquid itself. That's shinoi. It's a
Meitzeva.
Meitzeva is when you have some water, and you put, say, a vegetable in the water.
That food coloring?
One second. You put a vegetable in the water, and that and that coloration of the thing went into the thing. So then it's not the guf hadover.
Isn't meitzeva like dye? How do I color things green? Meaning I cook the water in whatever it
dyes.
Dyes
make samanim.
It green. Samanim,
right.
Makes it green.
So the samanim are still there. The color of the samanim colored the water. And that water, so you don't have the guf hadover that's...
I mean, I don't view the water as the guf hadover.
Even
though now it's made sin.
Right. Right. The Gemara uses a lashon in Makkos, because the Gemara says the Meitzeva is poisel b'shuvim. So why don't you say that it's not water anymore? So the Gemara says in Makkos that that's called... look on page 5 in Makkos Gimel Amud Beis. Hasam maya detziva mikri. In other words, if you have shlosha lugim of Meitzeva, that's posel the mikvah, because that's mayim. But if you have shlosha lugim of shuvim of what? Of wine, that's not posel the mikvah, unless there's a shinei mara. But if there's no shinei mara, there's a very big mikvah, so shlosha lugim is not going to be make a shinei mara.
Shlosha lugim you're talking about before you have your
dam. Right. But shlosha lugim, so that's chamra mazika mikri. That's still called wine, and wine is not shlosha lugim. Say shlosha lugim mayim shenafel l'tzochem korf tov shal yayin, marin ke marin yayin, nafel l'mikvah lo paslua. Say you have shlosha lugim mayim, and then you put wine in it. So now that's called wine. It's called diluted wine. So diluted wine doesn't pasel b'shlosha lugim, but if it's made tziva, it's still mayim.
So
there are two halachas here. One halacha is the halacha of shlosha lugim, mayim shuvim, and the other halacha is the din of shinoi mara. So for shlosha lugim, you need mayim shuvim that passes the mikvah.
Water.
So meitzeva is water. It passes, even though doesn't look like water, because it's red water, it's orange water, etc. When you put yayin in it, then it's called chamra meziga. It's diluted wine, and diluted wine does not passel be shlosha lugim. Now, in terms of shinoi mara, so the Ravid says that when it comes to shinoi mara, you need the guf hadover. That's how he's explaining the Mishnah of Hidiach Bosale Zesim, in contrast to Hidiach Bosale Zesim is not shinoi mara, even though the mikvah is not going to look like a regular water, it's not going to look the way water normally looks, but that's not shinoi mara. I mean, most hold that the whole psul of shinoi mara is only the Rabbanan, so that makes these tilukim more palatable, because it's maybe a gzeiratu that you're going to come to use a mikveh that looks like wine, you'll come to be tovel and wine, mashen kein, if it's just it's not the guf hadover, it's not the liquid, like Shechtel says, so then
maybe the Xeria won't apply. That's how maybe.
And fruit juice, orange juice.
An orange juice.
You squeeze it from an orange, and then you get orange juice.
Orange juice.
And then I pour it, so now my milk turns like orange.
Pure orange juice.
That's why I say that it's not.
Pure freshly squeezed orange juice. So the horror, that's like wine.
Or do I say that? Or do I
because
say that?
Mate 7 means you take water and you color the water. That's not posa. But if you have orange juice, you squeeze an orange without any water, pure, just squeezed orange, I think that would be the same as.
Or do I say it's not the orange?
No, but it's. Like,
so if I throw an orange in, and now the orange makes the water look
right.
Orange.
Just like if you throw a carrot in.
Right. Right, so that we're saying is not Shinohimara. But right. If I squeeze the orange, and I take, and I, outside the milk, I squeeze the orange, and I take the juice out of the orange, and now I throw that in.
Yeah, so I think that, we'll see. I think that could pass.
Could pass. Why isn't like wine which works?
No, wine will pass. Yeah, for Shinohimara. These are two issues. Oh. So I asked Reb Chaim Kalman Klein, I was on the phone with him, I asked him, tell me some shailas you came up with Shinohimara. So he told me two things. He said, first, in the summertime, he said, the tar on the roof gets softer, and then when the megashamim goes on the roof, you can look in the bor hashaka, it's black. You see a lot of... And he thinks that that tar is the guf hadover that loosens up, and he thinks that should be an issue. So he says he put some bleach in, and that then that takes care of it for him. That's what he told me.
Bleach
buying
anywhere.
It white is no different than buying it black. It's dyed.
Right, but he says that clears up the.
Where does he bleach it? On the roof?
No, in the bore, I think.
Meaning what happens? Meaning
it means water's coming on the rooftop, right?
And then it goes into
and it's going to the roof, and then it's going to hit the roof, and then go into the pipes.
The
right, but it hits on the rooftop, and the rooftop is tar. And in the summer, you walk here in the street sometimes, you see the tar in the gutter, it softens.
Mm-hmm.
So those softens, you put water on something that's soft. Tar, it gets black. So he said that he was choshish that should be an issue of Shinohimara. So he told me that he takes care of it with bleach.
Yeah, so it's in the mikveh.
I think that's if I understood him correctly.
And the bleach doesn't count as bleach isn't mine.
Yeah.
Liquid bleach isn't mine.
But that clears up.
Yeah, but it's not shloshal meaning.
But you already have your 40 saw. You have a mikvah 40 saw.
Meaning this is coming in after.
Yeah.
This.
Or. Then he told me that there's a tshuva from Rav Yonason Steif. Rabbi Klein told me a tshuva from Rav Yonason Steif that said that rusty. Sometimes you have the pipes get rusty. Rusty water. So he told me that he felt Rav Yonason Steif. I didn't look it up yet, but he said Rav Yonason Steif said that's like hidiyah posal hezesim. That's just and therefore wouldn't be Shinohimara. So those were the two examples that he gave me.
Rust and tar.
That rust not being a problem and tar being a problem.
I mean, if it's rusty or there's bleach in it, is that like safe to?
I don't know. I'm sure he. I can speak to him again about it, but. Yeah, those are the two things. I spoke to Rav Nachum yesterday, but they made a bris today, so I didn't want to bother him too much. But he had what to say. We'll see. Okay, so that's now there is a. There's a couple more dinim in the Shulchan Aruch about this. Say there's a Yeah, let's finish off that Mishnah that you, on page one. The part that I didn't bracket. Nafal Socho Yayin Umochel Vishinu is Marav Posel.
So what you have to do is you just have to wait till it rains more. In other words, the old-fashioned mikveh, it's a hole in the ground, and it's shinui mara, so it'll rain more, then that'll eventually clear out, and then it'll look. So hayobu arbam saw. So that's what, if there was an Arbim Saw. If there was an Arbim Saw, so Yamtin Lo, Ache Yerduk Shomim, V'yachzu Marem, so then you have to...
You sound like two
alternatives. Right. One is, there was, Lechor Pasha says, like we were supposed to, there's one that no, you don't have an Arbim Saw yet. And the Kyarashin Mara. So now, what are you going to do? So just wait till it rains more, and it'll turn back to a good color. If you had a boim saw, so and there was a shina mara, so then that doesn't take away from the fact that it's a mikvah. It was there, so you could still do, you could still be mamale bekasef. You can mamish pour yourself because there's no psul shuvim. Which is interesting because even though a mikveh is possible now, but it's still a mikveh that could be matar b'shuvim. So then, hayubo arbom saw v'male b'kosef v'nosein l'socho
sheyachzu
moreim
l'mari hamayim. They're just possible with tefillah, but not the mikveh.
Right. So those it still is matar b'shuvim. So if you don't have arbom saw, then there's nothing you could do because you can't pour water in because then you'll possible it. We'll see about that. Because there is a Tosefta. Let's look at the Tosefta on page 3. Mikveh she'ein bo memsa. So you have a mikveh she'ein bo memsa. V'nosin l'socha yayin. And then wine fell in. V'nishtanu marav. So now the mikveh is as a shinei mara to whatever is in the mikveh. Eino nifsal begimalugim. So if then gimalugim ayim shuvim fall in, it's not going to passel. Laora lafilu chazrum. In other words, so it doesn't passel. In other words, gimalugim ayim shuvim only passels a mikvah. That what? That is the color of a mikveh. But if the mikveh has a shinei mara in it, even though, and it's not memsa yet, so then the gimalugim doesn't pass. Gimalugim ayim shuvim. Because gimalugim ayim shuvim passes a mikveh that has 20 saw, and now gimalugim ayim shuvim fall in, it passes. But if 20 saw of that shinui mara, so now the gimalugim is not going to passel. Ein nifsal b'gimalugim od el afil chozru mara l'chamosha hoyu kosher. And then if you know more rains in more, it's going to be kosher. Hayu bo mem saw Okay, so let's see that din is brought in Shulchan Aruch. So first, if you want to see on page 10, we'll see the different dinim in Shulchan Aruch here. Chaf hei. Meitzeva yesh lam din mayim. Lufzol sa mikvah chaser begim lugin. Right, because meitzeva is mayim. Afal pishim mishunim areim imaramayim. Val mikvah hasholim, afal pishim naflubo meitzeva vishinu marav lo nifsal. Cheni midiach bo kelim vishtana marav, o shashara bo samanim ochlim vishtana marav lo nifsal. Aval im naflubo socha yayin o mohel. And he says, mot mohel perish hamayim hayotzi mehazesim. So that's like, you know, juice. Yesh behem tzichzuch eshemen, v'shinu marav, mikvol shehoya, nifso. Ketzer yaseh, mehu chosir, yamtin lo, sheyer dugshom, mitzmal, v'yachzu marav, v'mayr mayim. Yesh behem mem, so ashe enu nifso, ol b'shiva, yimolei b'kosef, v'yitin sochat, sheyachzu marav, v'mayr mayim. Now, if you look in this page 11, Chavtes, in the Ramah, look in the Ramah, in Chavtes, page 11. Mikveh chasir shenofal sham mayim, yayin, v'nishtan amara v'nofal sham gimelugim mayim, shuvim einam psulim, einam poslim, choshozov hishlim ha-mikveh b'mayim ksheirim, chazov amar mayim ksheira.
And is that Ola for the Memsa? That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So in the end of the day, when
in
I have Memsa.
In the end of the day.
So I have Memsa. Davim, and I have Memsa. So is it Memsa plus Gimelugin of these Shuvim? Or is it, could these Gimelugin actually count for my Memsa?
Right. So that's the Tshuva. That Rav Nachum yesterday was telling me to look at in the Arugas Habosim, because L'Chaira
it's matter from the words that it works to help.
Right.
Didn't we have a concept that the yayin was just a mara problem? Not
yeah, one second. Mikra chaser shenofal shom yayin v'nishtana marav. Also gimelugim shuvim ein apostlim. Shozov chizlim and mikvah b'mayim ksheirim. Chazal mara mayim ksheir. I think I have to look. I think I was looking at just now. There's a tshuva in Arugas Habosim that talks about do you need 40 saw now? That was of megishamim.
Right. So basically, or can I basically start shuvim to
right.
My mikvah?
Right, so I think he said, I think the Arugas Habosim says you can't, even though I was just reading.
I mean, it's mustard that you can't. But
right, but the law, yeah, okay. Now, okay, so let me tell you a couple of things here. There is a Trumas Hadeshin. On page 8 and 9.
So we did part of this tshuva in the past about whether Mayan is nifsal b'shuvim or not. So you have a mikvah Mayan that shuvim got into. Right? In other words, you were cleaning it with kalim, and you didn't put holes in the kalim, so they, and then some mayim falls in. So it was a discussion whether a mayim is nifsal with gimalukim, because a mayim is mitar b'kolshehu, so then maybe gimalukim don't play a role. So that was the tshuva of the Ma'arit, that b'zman hazeh you can't be so much that you really have a mayim, right? Because you have a naharn. And it's interesting that Rab Chaim in his letter quoted that Ma'arit, you know, that you can't be so mech. That's why he was so makbid on tchila, because he says we don't have mayonos, we can't be so mech that we have mayonos b'zman hazeh, that we're choshesh for the Ma'arit of the Tosefta somuch. Okay, but let's assume that you have a mayon, and now it was nifsal with gimalukim. So now how do you get out of it?
Yeah. We're assuming a mayan is nifsal.
Yeah, assuming that it is nifsal.
We have a mayan that's flowing.
Is this Spash Borin?
Well, it's a mayan, so.
So the water that you have is left. I mean, the whole idea of a mayan is that it's flowing.
Yeah.
Gimalukim is gone.
It's gone also. Okay, let's assume that it's here in this locale. So it's there. You're digging the mayan. So there are different ways you could to kasher it. So how you get a kasher it? So look in on page 9 on the left side. Lishpach offar al kol nikve hanaviyah. That's what you should do, is you should put offar on the mayan. If you have a chashash that there's shuvim in your mayan, so pour offar beis or gimel tfachim. So then nistamu kol hanikovim v'nizyarpshu al pneik karkos hamikva kamo yom v'layla. In other words, pour, cover it up, and then wait till the mayan now, what? Penetrates above. Bury it, and let it resurge. And you know what he's going to say? That's like hamshacha. That's the greatest thing. It's a tchias hamesim. It's coming. It's resurging. So that's like the Yerayim said. That's hamshacha. He says, "V'amarti b'vada ke agav na shaper domi, chad the fi anira hashuvim shenasharu p'mikve kodesh shafchu offer lochozu, uvitziva v'nikva alamalam and offer shafchu alanivlu b'offer." The man of Yah Halu also Mimoim Michomachim Shachim Derech Hakarka Ubavadei Mei Hanaviyah Rabu Alein Kaimel Kulam Shivan Materis Berio Vam Shacha Einam Shacha Tova Yosef Mizu Shamayim Nivloim Lagamre Bekarka Vechozim Uvatsvi Mimena Einlaham Kam Shacha Gadol Mizu. Instead of having Ham Shacha, you know, horizontal Ham Shacha, you have a vertical Ham Shacha. Was bottle shame shuv mehem agav karka. So this is one way of doing it.
Yeah, when we say that mayim shuv nisfos in a mayim, like, what does that mean? Like, if I take a pail of water and I dump it into the ocean, you're not going to say the whole ocean is.
Right. Meaning, right, because like Rabbi Walter said, it flows away. But here it must be that it's, like you said, it's limited, confined. So you're digging a mayan in a specific place. Like in Passaic, they're digging a mine in a specific place.
But isn't it always new water?
But still, there's
mine. But then you make it fast forward. I mean, yeah.
So you look on page 32, Rav Gutman has the Hanhagas from the Satmar Rebbe. Hechmir, meaning the Satmar Rebbe, Rav Yoel, Lahakshir Mayin al Yidei Offer. Vim Lohaya Efter Lahakshir al Yidei Offer, Kilunsha Mayin, whom Omek Somach. He can't do it with offer. Samach Lahakshir Samayin al Yidei Yayin. The other way is to pour Yayin in the Mayin to make a Shinei Mara. Because once you have a Shinei Mara, then Shinei Mara is not Poisel b'shuvim. And then when there's more, right? That's the.
We said that it takes when it goes in mitchila. Everything is there already.
Yeah. Oh. So Rabbi Tachman, some mechamein to the Tzemach Tzedek. There's a famous tshuva from the Tzemach Tzedek. The Tzemach Tzedek wrote Gevaldige Tshuvas. That's the third Lubavitcher Rebbe. Rashab that we're talking about the whole year, that's the fifth Rebbe. Tzemach Tzedek was the third Rebbe. And the Rashab, the Abal HaTanya was the first Rebbe. And the Tzemach Tzedek was the third Rebbe. And the Rashab was the fifth Rebbe. And the one who's nifted the 22nd Yortzeit was the seventh Rebbe. Those are the odd, the odd numbers. You have the even number Rebbes. The second Rebbe is the Mittler Rebbe. And then the fourth Rebbe was the Marash, and the sixth Rebbe was the Rayatz.
What does it mean, Hechmir Lahashaman they offer? That means that he was Hechmir to allow you?
Yeah, in other words, he wanted to do a Dafka Ali Day offer. Not Ali Day Yayin. Yayin was the second choice.
Then Lohaya Efsher.
Lohaya Efsher, then he would do with wine. So why don't you do wine first choice? Which is easier to throw. Dirt in the.
You're an enthusiast,
or to throw wine.
What would you rather throw in?
Yeah, wine.
So you don't have to cover the whole thing.
Yeah, wine, right.
If you'd have a choice of what to pour in, gonna waste your wine or waste your offer?
No, but which is easier to do?
I don't know, take off? I don't know.
Wine is probably easier.
Because it's bottled ready for you?
Yeah, bottled. You just say, wine. We're gonna get the offer, you're gonna throw offer. It's gonna have to. You have to make sure that you're burying the Mayan, you're working against a force.
But how much do they have to be changed in the matter? The whole mikveh? Only part of it?
They bury it too well.
Yeah, right.
Say, how much of this mikveh do you have to change the matter of? The whole mikveh?
Yeah, because you don't know where it is, so you'll change the whole thing.
So wherever your choshesh said the water would be.
Yeah,
so you have to assess.
So it could be anywhere.
Yeah.
Right, so that's a big job to change the matter of a whole.
Yeah. Oh.
And doesn't it move?
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, we don't get that.
Yeah. Oh, so let's look in the.
When you're trying to put in the water to change the color, this makes it a little bit harder.
Right.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't change color, it proves that there's really no cheshash to begin with.
Yeah. So let's look in the Tzemach Tzedek. This is one of the. Tzemach Tzedek wrote a lot of classical tshuvas. Very clear, Tzemach Tzedek.
He's on page?
12 and 13. This is the Tzemach Tzedek. In the poskim they call it Hachadosh, because there was another Tzemach Tzedek. We always say in Yeridei Asher Kochmol was the Yashan. What makes it more difficult is both the names were Menachem Mendel. Because you can't just say, oh, the Lubavitch one was the Menachem Mendel, and no, they were both Menachem Mendel. So that's what makes it difficult. That's the, you know, the old one is quoted in the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. No, he doesn't quote the. Right. That's why he's Yashin. So he says, "In Efsher lahachshir mikveh sheyesh bo chashash ma'im shuvim, haydei sheyatilu socha yain sheyishtanu mar ha'ma'im b'mikveh l'mar yain." So l'chora should be good, right? Because we learned the Gemara that the nishtana mara is no dim psul. That's a basic din in the Gemara in Shulchan Aruch. So he says, look what he says. Nira, vadei lo mahani. So what's his lumdus?
Again, what's the basic din you want? If you want to change the...
In other words, you have a mikvah, right? It wasn't my mem soya. At Gimel Shuvim, my Shuvim got in. So now, instead of
draining it,
which is not so easy, I mean, today maybe we have better draining systems. We can suck things out. Today we have, that's the way, but they didn't have. So you had a pit. So where are you going to get, how are you going to get it out? You have a pit in the ground. And now it's, you had a Shinoi Mara. So what are you going to do? You had not a Shinoi, you had a Mayim Shuvim. So what are you going to do? You can't drain it out. It's not so easy. You could just throw wine in. That's easy. So you spend some money. You're throwing wine. And that's the din. There's no psul of shuvim by even on water that has mara yayin is considered yayin now, and there's no psul shuvim. That's gimelugim that you put it besochan yayin mareim kemara yayin v'naflu lemikvah lo paslu. So he says chora should be fine. Vaday lo mahani. Why not? The Mishnah, because he says. Mishnah Parazai Mugvos of Akishakvar Nifsal Mikval de Gimalugim Shuvim Nikral Hashem Pisul Lo Mahani de Shishanu Marav de Talas Yain. He says that din, that's I think what you said, Rabbi Tuchman, is only before it fell in the mikvah. Because you have Mayim Shuvim in a bucket. And before it fell into the mikvah that didn't have Memsah, Yain fell in there. So then it's not going to pass the mikvah. But once it passes the mikvah, then it doesn't help the Shina Mara. Because once the Shem Psul is Chal, that's his word. It's a Lamda Shavort.
Makes sense.
It's a Lamda Shavort.
Since even Mafkiya the Psul is different than...
Yeah, okay. Vaday lo mahani, shini marak shik nishtanu kein ashuvim kodim shanaflu la mikva, v'lo nikra la mikva shem psul. So that's number one. Ah, but what about the Ramah? What about the Ramah? The Ramah has a case where he had a mikvah didn't have 40 saw that had a Shin and Mara, right? And then Shtanu mikvah Shein bo Mayim Mem saw Nishtanu Marav Einu Nifsal B'Shlosh Alugim. That's the Ramah. So there you see, Harabatzinu kula chadash gemod hagimel lugim shenishtanu mareim einam poslim kach mikvah. There's a din by the mikvah. In other words, if the gimel lugim are not nifso, or have a shinoi mara, and they don't pasel, and if the mikvah had a shinoi mara, we just saw in the Ramah from the Tosefta, if the mikvah had a shinoi mara, and Gimelugim are not poisel. Kul Chadosh Shnigmosha Gimelugim Shenestanu Mareim Ein Apostim Kacha Mikvah Shenestanu Mareim Ein Nifsalas Begimelugim. And Ken Kemokin Yishloma Gam Shenifsalu Begimelugim Mahani Shinimar. So why don't you see over there that something was Nifsal B'Shinu B'Gimelugim, still Shinu Mara helps. Just like it, there, the Gimelugim had the Shinu Mara, but here the Mikveh had the Shinu Mara. So why don't we say that it, just like over there, when the Mikveh had the Shinu Mara, it helps. So maybe it should help. So he says, Ach b'emes lo dami, the Medina Tosefta and Shtanu Maris Kodim Shinikra Shem Psul. In the Tosefta, it was, the Mikveh had wasn't a Shem Psul yet. Because it didn't have 40 soyats, so it's not a shame psul. So Mela, that's why the Gimelugim don't affect.
And the mikveh was changed color, so you couldn't tell.
Basha Enkain over here. Basha Enkain when you
is this the same case? Or is it the same case?
Here you have water, and then Gimelugim of water falls in.
Wait, let's go slowly. In other words, if you have,
so it's possible.
If you have Gimelugim in a mikveh that doesn't have memsa, and Gimelugim, so if you put in the wine into the Gimelugim before it falls in, then it's not a problem. If after it falls in, so he says, so it's chal shem psul on the mikveh, and then he wants a taina, then you can't rectify it. But the Ramos case was that the mikveh itself had a shinu mara. It's not that you had good water and now 20 saw of good water. You had 20 saw of what?
Of
mayim, of red water.
Red water.
So then...
Gimelugim
won't passel that because it's not a shame mikveh yet. It's not a shame mayim yet. But she'en kein, if it's clear water, so then, and then mayim shuvim gimelugim fall in at passels, so then the shinei mara is not gonna help.
They only acid it when water falls into water.
Right? Okay, that's his thing. Aba shuvim she'glidu. You see that a shame psul niglad shiny pasheru. So he's very stark that if something that happens to your mikveh, you can't just throw in.
What is it? Shuvim sheiglidu.
Because shuvim sheiglidu, so the shame psul could be chal already, and yet we're freezing it.
So now,
assumingly he's talking with intent too.
Yeah.
So he's going against the.
Okay, so one second.
Right?
Yeah, one second. So now look on page 19. In the Shut Svi Tiferes.
So the Sadma Rebbe didn't agree with that?
So the Sadma Rebbe was machmir to try to use offer. But if he couldn't, then he would use yayin. But the chachila, he would be cautious for it. As the other ones, if you don't hold from the pechlal, then he would. So l'chatchila he would try to be machmir for the tzemach tzedek, as Rugum pointed out. If it was too difficult, then that's why l'chatchila he took the offer, because he wanted to do it in the hard way. That was a much harder way, but he was choshish for the, as Rugum pointed out, for the tzemach tzedek. Oh, so now there's a fascinating true. We're not going to read the whole thing. Obviously, I'll try to do the highlights here. In the Tzvi Tiferes. It was taken out of the library, so I had to get it from the Otzar HaChochma. Somebody took it out, the Tzvi Tiferes. Most people never heard of the Tzvi Tiferes. So this is written by the Darkei Tshuva. He's the father of the Munkacha. Who was the his chazan? It was the Prav Tish. So Yossel Rosenblatt was his chazan. He liked him. Rav Tachna told me Darkei Tshuva. The Munkacha was more of a kanoi. He said he didn't. And then he came to the west side.
Everybody came to the
west side. Right, everyone's on the west side. Yeah, so he was. So he was the. At the Tish, he used to sing for the Darkei Tshuva at his Tish. And the Munkacha wasn't so happy. So b'dvar she'loso b'mikveh she'ishol ha'chashash shuvim d'oraisa. Because what if you have a mikveh that is not just good gimelugim, but it's rov shalf? And it's a meshach hazman she'ishol chasei rekama anoshim holchu b'hakir atzma me'azeya. See, a lot of people went there to bathe. And everyone was throwing buckets of water on each other. So probably it was rov shalf by now. I mean, I can look at my man mikveh b'kalishi b'yadim lishpoch al rosham mekarav levada asher nasu rov shuvim ve'achakach be'es riboy hagishomim v'tikboros hamayim nizrabe hamei mikveh ad sheyesh b'socha harbe yosem mikashir v'tichi yiseir lishov es hamikveh lachshir kadas. So what are you going to do? This is not nosen lamdem echad eitzah. So lamdem echad. So his lamdan gives an eitzah. L'hachshes hamikveh b'lishum tirch v'yigia. Haynu litein l'socha mei sid. To take lime, throw it in. Hashishtan amayim, mare sid. So that was the lamdan's v'iskasher hamayim isa shuvim. Build him meshach eitzah zman, and then eventually it would go back.
Just tell what you just said. This is what I asked you before. You said the Arugas have voiced
him. Yeah, so this is good. Umalas Kvodo, so he's writing a letter to the Darkei Tshuva. He says, Umalas Kvodo ain't maskim l'divrei halamdan hanal. Because he says maybe the whole thing is only if you have a psul derabanan, but mikveh she'ein olei rachashash shuvim derabanan gimelukim. Aval heicha she'yesh olei rachashash shuvim deraisa, maybe this heta doesn't work. Because when the poskim only talk about it, about in the context of gimelukim, but clearly only derabanan. So he writes, so again, this, so now he wants to know what the Darkei Tshuva says. Tshuva. He named it Temia Kol Siach, Hini Lat Moal Malas Kvod Taroso Harama, Ech Shosok Ledimre Halamdan Shomer Pshitus Demhani Lite Mesid, Lemikvel Achshira, Umas Kvodo. In other words, it's mashma that the only problem he had with it was that it was only wasn't gimelugim; it was more than gimelugim; it was rov. But if it would have been gimelugim, then he would, then the lamdan eitza would have been good. So he says, "Mechilas kvod," where I put the arrow. Who toes gomer? Safia nis daiti. Lahashva sid. He says, "Sid is different than nosim hem yain ochalav." Chas v'sholom hakol b'zeh. Kol mikveh shenasa l'day tachpulu zu he psul l'fi anis daiti he poshut the mikveh shleim shenishtana maris l'day shenofa l'chol sid atzma v'lorak mei sid v'shkos v'lo ze poshut l'ogorim mei tseva she'ino posel. In other words, if you put mei sid, that's like mei tseva. But what if you put the sid itself? Hafil nosen b'ha sid atzma at shenasa mayim levonim eilu mar ladina she'osu l'tbol ba'af l'chadchila. Im ki mavor b'divrei arayva shekosef tam de meitzeva yishum deinu mayim miguf hadover al mishana v'dato mashma dim iriv ba miguf hadover harei nifso shekosef dim shorah b'mikveh samanim lo nimochim So he said like this, that Sid, even if you put the Sid in, but if the Sid disintegrates, that's like the Guf HaDover. In other words, it's not a difference between, see, he's going to say, some want to say, if you put a mashke in, then it's a problem. If you put a solid in, it's not a problem. He said, no, the solid dissolves, then it's a liquid. So that's what he's saying, that putting Sid, that you're saying the whole problem is only because it wasn't Gimelugim, but if Mashuv would be Gimelugim, this would have been again a good Eitzah. This is not a good Eitzah either way, he's saying, because this is... So that's the question that he's being done on. In other words, what's the din of something that's a solid that's nimoach? So he says from the Ravid it's mashma, that's the same as a mashke, because that's the Guf HaDover. But he says that he thinks from the Rambam that the Rambam is mashma that kol dover she'ein osim bo, because the Rambam loses the lashon on page 21 on the top. Kol dover she'ein osim bo mikveh lechatchila posel as a mikveh b'shinei mar. Ketzer ayanu cholov adam. May pierce. Hare shelo kosov lifsol b'shinei mar. Rak b'dover she'shayich lo olov she'ein osim bo mikveh. So dafke b'yayinu may pierce she'shayich bo inyo lasas bo she'ein min mashke. Va peiris atzman o samanim v'mitzavam she'ein behem atzmus v'machluchis she'ein shayochim klal asim v'em mikveh ein apostoli m'shinim ayra. See what he says, he thinks, maybe you can argue with this, that even if it would be nimoach, according to the Rambam, since it starts out as a solid, that would not pass on the mikveh.
Yeah,
well,
what's the issue between solid and liquid?
1 second. So... Right, so the question is, a solid that's nimoach, so the Ravid, he thinks, would say that's a liquid. But he's saying he thinks some Rishonim would argue with that. So it's interesting, the kula becomes a chumra, and the chumra becomes a kula. Because whatever is nifsal, b'shine mare, that becomes a kula here, to machshir the shuvah. And what it's not, nifsal and shine mare, then
okay, but we said before, many, like you said, it's not a mashke v'soichel, it's Guf HaDover, it's not Guf HaDover.
Right, so he's saying so. That's in the Ravid, but he thinks the Rambam uses a lashon that it has to be something that's nasabo mikveh lechatchila, that only would be, but you could argue, that's what he's claiming. So therefore he's claiming that the Sid is a solid, and the Mesid, so Mamela, he thinks that wouldn't pass al Bashini Mara, and Mamela, it wouldn't be a good Eitzah, even if it would be in Gimelugim.
This is the whole thing, I understand. When we say this whole thing of Shini Mara.
And then, 1 second, and then on page 24, he quotes the Tzemach Tzedek. He says, in other words, this Eitzah is also about throwing it in when it already got Nifsal. So that's going against the Tzemach Tzedek. So he says, And he says over the whole Tzemach Tzedek, because Tzemach Tzedek is only before it got, so he says he's against. So, in other words, so basically, he's saying, okay, the Tzemach Tzedek wouldn't work. He thinks that maybe there's a Shita that is Mechalek between even a Guf HaDover that was, even though the Pashtus, once it's Nimoach, but he thinks the Rambam maybe would argue with that. That's what he's saying. And then, 1 second, then in the end, he has his own Chiddush. His own Chiddush.
A way to clear up the problem?
No, an own Chiddush on this whole sugya.
Oh.
And he tells you that it's his own Chiddush on page 26.
Ulei de mistafina. Had I not been frightful, I would say the following. Havamina milsacharita. The bechol mokom lo mahani fi ani zdaiti lahachshe ashuvim shebemayim al deishinim mar al ye yain acholav chamor el im nofal acholav yain lemikva meyalem. Shlo bidas v'kavon. It's interesting that the Gemara, the case in the Gemara is always shenoflu l'sochem. So he thinks it's bedafka, but if you put it in bekavana, then that's different. And what's the difference? So he has a whole discussion here about dichui. In other words, if something is nidche, right? You have a concept of nidche, whether it's chozer v'nira or not. Right, they say, for example, the Gemara in Sota on page 26 here, on the left column, the paragraph Atam, the first word on line Me'atzorach Levar B'Divrei Ashas, the Bay Ravel Inin Kli Cheres Shal Sota Shemaskim Boz Sota. You have the Sota cup, the Pasuk Shishtana Marein. So it's a Kli Cheres, it has to be Kli Cheres, but then it's Nishtana, it's Pasuk. Because it's not a Kli, the Kli Cheres was Nishtana. So what's the din? This is the Shailin Gemara, Chozu L'Marisim. If you put it back to the Kivshan. So do we say that it's Nidche or not? We say Kevin Shin. So he says that the concept of something of that something that is a dichui could possibly be good is because it's biyado to bring it back, so then it's not dichui. But he says that when you do something purposely, so that's called dichui. That's a real dichui. Because even then you don't say it's biyado, because right now you're doche biyadayim. So that's his vort. That something is doche biyadayim, it could be he writes here on page 28. My tamim meil rafkam shmeitzel einei dechol zedavke b'mikvah de'alma shenofel bo yayin or moil below miskavin. Aval midon didon b'matil bo b'miskavin yayin or cholov. Forget the Tzemach Tzedek. Say he's wrong. Say he can put it in the mikvah. But here you did it biyadayim. Because it's biyado to machshir. You don't say that when you yourself are doing it. Then you don't say biyado because the ma'aseh you're doing it. The balkocha lo shaych lo madav biyado olim name the nichel meikarav rotzor b'kach levata hadichoy. Hifrish korban the hemir doso, so you don't say so. That's a shail of dichoy. Why don't you say, "Ah, you'll biyado to do tshuva"? Ain't a mikri biyado. Even ain't daito lachzor at this point. So he says that. So basically, his word is: if you do something biyadayim, so then that could be matche, and then once it's dichoy, then it's not einachos.
Even though it's al das to change it also. It's not like the case of other guys becomes
right,
that.
But at this point it was nidcha, as opposed to when it happens by itself. That's his svara. You could argue it's not, but it's an interesting diuk that all the cases you find in halacha. I mean, so he's goes against this whole idea of actually that's his chiddush, that's his milsacharita, that the idea of actually one second. Pouring something in to pasul to machshir, he thinks does not work. You know, it's besides the tzemach tzedek. Tzemach tzedek is one thing. He writes like you, page 29. See, he admits, page 29, top right.
Yadati she yishlafak bektuva. The chol hapilpul hazeh.
besugya the dichel some mitzvahs kedakas shal torah zebon of zasosa. It's interesting. Omnam hine ani lo kasavti zos rakal derech pelpilkol ki kulcha brichu chadi bepulpa deraisa. Abe mesladina lo tzrichim klal cholze ki yovo mi listor vay mikol makom hine raisha vezil el heim chazaka shadin din emes viyotzim kivur betshuvas tzerech tzerech hacha. Hachadoshos.
There's a slight problem with this whole...
One second.
On page 3 and 4.
Give me one second. But he says, Om achein mashal espashen aminek mekam makomus lahakshir mikval de atalaz yayin ocholov makorcha keinim hadvarim kumi shakosov hagon levov b'tshuva shol meshiv tshuva savne shedek shakvar mikval kshol mayin keim de belov hachir. Yeah, so he says, and then another point, he, and we didn't see this yet, but there is a fascinating Ravid that says that Shinoi Mara doesn't pasel in a Mayim. Fascinating. That Shinoi Mara is only in a mikvah but not a Mayim. It's a Ravid. And it's in Shulchan Aruch, this Ravid. So, you know, people always say, what's the difference between a mikvah and a Mayim? And they know this, but yeah. Yeah, look, so page 18.
The whole
Sagra
case is to be
relevant, right? Yeah, so... Oh, but no. I'll tell you why. Because if it's Nifsak, then it's not a Mayan anymore. So look inside, one side, page 18. Look at this Ravid. Lamadu Od Mikan, page 18. Lamadu Od Mikan, Shamayim Shenimshuchu Min HaMayan V'Noflu L'Guma, Im Nifsak Mehen HaMayan. Right, the mayan is nifsak on the fourth line. Harei mei aguma can make shomim legamim v'nisolim meshuvim uvshini mara kimikva. Im chozer im shichel sochan a mayan afal shenifsalu mei aguma ho hashuvim ol b'shini mara ha mayan machshirin miyad v'lo be'inin sheyachzeru l'mara mayan the loshna shabah hashuvim l'mayan loshna l'mayan. It's all good. And that's a little look in Shulchan Aruch. It's brought in Shulchan Aruch. That's a fascinating din. In other words, the chiyus and the mayan, it's a fascinating, why should that, whatever, you could say this, the whole thing is at the Rabbanan, so they weren't only choshish by a mikveh, not by a mayan. You can give different svaras, but in Shulchan Aruch, let's see, it's a din in Shulchan Aruch, this Ravid. Let's see what page it is. What page is the Shulchan Aruch? What page is it? 10-11? Yeah. Page 10-11, Chav Ches. Ein shine mara poisel ele b'me gishom shanasu mikva. Aval mayin eino nifsel b'shino mara. V'la ora lafilo mikva shanifsel imin shuchalov me mayin a mayin metaroso. Afilo chozu me marayin. Right, if there's a mechaber to a mayin, so you get... So it's machshir the. So. Yeah.
I don't understand the whole thing with Shinim Mara over here. We were talking about. I thought it's not poisel. But I didn't think we said it was a machshir. Meaning that if I have a kosher mikvah, or I have something which could be a kosher mikvah, and then this, so is this a shol shalugim? So is it going to pass or is it going to mess it up or not? So it's not going to mess it up. But to say that I could take 40 sub shuvim, put it in a bucket before it in the mikvah, pour wine in it,
yeah.
So it's not so simply, and then pour it into my boar, and then put a clearing agent, and all of a sudden, poof, I have mem sub mega shamim.
Right.
That it's a machshir.
Right.
Where do we ever see someone say that it's a machshir?
Right.
But like he's all danning this whole shuva. This is it's a machshir.
Like, no, but then you'll need.
No, but his case was is that the whole thing is shuvim because people keep on pouring. So I got this kavalta case to change the matter and then
no,
change
the. No, but I thought he was saying then more water will come in.
Oh, I thought he was just.
This way you don't have to drain out. The whole point of these things is not to have to drain out.
Oh, so, okay, I thought he was wanted to be machshir it as I.
No, I think it was because it's not. Right. Still shuvim. Right.
Like you said, from the. That grows arugas aboysim.
Right,
not, even the rugim well. May not be able to help my
right,
name
right. We'll have to see. Yeah.
What
right.
About page three?
Yeah.
Right. Page three. Mikvah she'ein bo mem seya benosam l'sof kol yayin.
Right.
Is dano mara eno nifsal nosam? Not
nosam. Mikvah she'ein bo. No, because there you're not trying to. There's the cases he's talking about of when you want to be machshir through posting it. Here, I don't know. Here, does it mean that?
This is a very good system. It's an insurance policy.
No, it's much over here that he put in for whatever reason not to put kavana to the parcel.
Why would he put it in?
Let's see. Mistake,
if that's the Nasan, the simple logic here is you're in between rainstorms,
yeah.
You don't have your 40 saws, so you put in some wine, keep it, and then when the next rain, you could come and.
Yeah.
If you read the truth, I don't think so, because he's talking about, first of
and
all.
They switch the next line to Nafa.
Yeah.
So someone did the right here, so they're writing very exactly.
Yeah.
First of all, if we're talking about like you said that no, now I'm going to add another mem saw in, right?
Right.
Then shlosh lugin and the whole thing is the same. There's no difference between shlosh lugin. It's not a din shlosh lugin. I mean the whole mikvah. If I'm going to end up putting more mayim in, then there's no chiluk between shlosh lugin or 4 lugin or 20 lugin or 100 lugin. It's all the same. Here he's saying, because shlosh lugin is a din derabanan. This is kulo shov, that's a din deraisa. So maybe it won't be more for a din deraisa. If I'm putting more water in, it's not a din deraisa. And if you look at the kasha, that was his thing. It'll just turn back to the maramayim. It doesn't say you're going to put new make a shalom.
Okay, I hear.
He's assuming that it's a machshir.
Yeah, in other words, it's nishtana, and now it's parim chadoshos.
Right.
So anything that happened till now.
He's assuming that according to him, what I could do is according to Tzvi Sefar, to be yotzi even the Tzemach Tzedek, I would give altika itza, wherever there's no my megashamim, take tap water, put it in a box that's not the mikvah, a box, pour wine or something in it,
yeah,
change the shini mara, dump it into the mikvah, and then put a clearing agent in. Whatever it is that'll fit the bill according to the Rambam and Raya, that's the guf hadavar, wine, right?
What is this coming to solve?
I'm just saying, according to his Eitzah, he's assuming that Shinei Mara could take away the Din Shuvim.
That's the question. Is that what he's saying?
Yeah, because he's saying this is a Din Deraisa, as opposed to Ligim Alugin, was only Drabanan. And even in the Shailah, he said, Vizkash Ramayim Isser Shuvim, Bilti Hashava Klal, Ovehem Shach Ezes Manak Shriachsar Hamein Mikvah Lamari Mayim. Doesn't say you're getting a new 40 saw in.
Mm-hmm.
He just said, then you're going to just change the back, and that's why he says your whole din is by gimelugin. Aiva, but this is a kulo shav. It's a deraisa. Naniach it's deraisa.
Yeah.
But if you're going to add in another 100 gallons of megashamim, it's not deraisa.
Right.
It's the same soul as gimelugin. It's not a din gimel versus dalet or hay.
Yeah. Okay. We have to look at. I think that's the true. Okay. Here. Maybe that's what the arugah is supposed
to.
I'm
saying, according to him, you have a really good etza to make mikvahs, or if you don't have rainwater.
That makes no sense. Ultimately, you're saying it's leading to a ridiculous conclusion.
Yeah. Okay, I have to look at the arugas about that.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Okay, so tomorrow, Bez Hashem, will be the last.